producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, talking about collections in general, the obsession that some people have with having all of everything, or of one particular type of thing. And what started the conversation is a story over at Vice.com, Inside the World of the AOL CD Collectors, the what they call the intense insular world of the AOL CD collectors, because there really aren't too many people who collect AOL CDs, but of those who do, they tend to have thousands of them. And it's Ian and Mark in the studio here, and we actually had a guy call in to share his collection with us. He's got the Lego Guys. Not the necessarily the full sets. He has those too, but his real collection, the pride of his collection, is the little guys, the smiley face Lego guys. And apparently some of them are worth quite a bit of money.
Like the ones that starred in the Lego movie, right? The minifigs is what they're called.
I haven't seen the movie. I didn't know it was a name. There was a name for them. Minifigs?
Yeah, minifigs.
As in mini figurines?
Yeah, Lego mini figurines, also known as minifigs. Now, my son recently acquired and saved his money and got on his own through save@purse.com or purse.freetalklive.com. You can go to either one of those. He saved a great deal getting the Shield Helicarrier. He had been wanting this. It's $350. So his 20-something percent discount, was pretty sizable. But one thing I learned is apparently there are figures that are smaller than the minifigs.
Really?
Yes. He has figures that are...
call them? Choking hazards?
They didn't call them that specifically, but you wouldn't choke on this. You could swallow this without a problem.
Huh.
It's much smaller than a capsule.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, they fit onto one little, a stud, I think is what they call the Lego things. Anyway, they'll fit onto one of those, but they actually, the base of them is significantly larger in order to fit than the figurine itself. The figures are thinner than a stud is.
So if you want to share your obsession here with our international audience, you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And at what point has it gone too far? Is it, when it starts, you run out of room and you realize that you now need a storage facility in order to house your collection? And I think that would be an indicator, right? Because then you can't show it off. If it's just sitting in a storage facility, it's not something that you could even really regularly visit and appreciate, let alone a guest to your home, for instance. Let's go to Cheryl, listening in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live to WRMN. Hello, Cheryl.
Actually, it's Cheryl.
Oh, Cheryl. I apologize. Go ahead.
I have a big collection of books.
Any specific types of books or just the books you like to read?
It's actually a lot of different... I'll find different authors, and then I want to get all their books that they've written. Because you start reading books and certain authors, and you're like, oh, wait, I like that one. And then you just kind of collect all their books. I have a ton of books, and I'm like, my husband's like, you need to weed them down a little bit. I have one room. It's like you can barely get in there because I have so many books.
Now, are you collecting, let's say you're collecting one author, let's say Stephen King, big popular author. There are obviously different varieties or variations, releases, if you will, what do they call them? I'm spacing on the word.
Editions.
Editions, thank you, of these books. So it'll be the same book with the same text inside it, but the cover is different. This version that came out in 1994 had a different cover than the version that came out in 1997, for instance. So do you find yourself with a desire to collect all of the variants of that art of that particular author's book series, or is just one of each is enough?
One of each of what he has written, and most of them, usually when they're first print, we would buy them just because I like Stephen King, so I would get a lot of his. But I've I used to just like the Stephen King and the Dean Koontz type stuff, and then I started changing to different type of authors and different genders or genres, and so I wound up with a wide variety because I have a lot of Clive Cussler books and stuff like that, too.
So is it your plan? Do you have a plan for this? Is it something you want to sell later on down the line or something that you want to pass on to your children? What's your plan for these books?
Well, if we ever moved away where there was no library, I would have my own library.
That's true.
Personal library.
And, you know, that's kind of a cool thing. I mean, I think this is something that people have had for a long time is libraries, and many of them are very, very large and extensive. And
I have a lot of, like, I just keep the books that I like, and, you know, as a result, I have a lot of books on my shelf and probably a few too many. My wife makes me go about once a year and pare them down because she doesn't want to build more shelving.
Mm.
At least I don't want to build more shelving.
I was going to say, you got your wife building your shelving for you.
Yeah, I don't want to build the shelving, and she won't let me just pile them up, I guess, is what the answer to that is. And so, I feel it. I want these particular authors that I like, and if I happen to have the book, I'll keep them kind of together on the shelf. And you could probably talk me into another book that I'd read by that author to putting it up there on the shelf rather than getting rid of them.
Cheryl, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts. Cheryl, I'm sorry. It's spelled differently here on this call screening software. Thanks for the call, Cheryl. I appreciate it. I was going to say, never heard of a Cheryl before, but
yeah.
You know, it's the first time for everything.
Couldn't tell you.
So now, book collections, I would say those would be fairly common, right? Now, Lego Man collections, probably fairly uncommon. Do you have an uncommon collection that you want to share with us? What is it that you collect that you don't think very many other people do? Do you have a niche collection, something that's really, you know, special to you, but maybe wouldn't necessarily, like these AOL CDs, they're not really worth anything to anyone because they were essentially garbage. But is it special to you? And have you become super obsessed with whatever that is? If you want to share that with us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Back to the story from Vice.com, it's not that AOL CD collecting was competitive per se, just that where there is only a handful of people who care about your hobby, every small victory is or failure is amplified. Haleem and Sloan Klein both have tin-packaged AOL CDs in their collections, but Sloan Klein's is still in the original wrapping, something that Haleem resents. When in 2002, AOL invited Sloan Klein and her family to a party in New York for the launch of AOL version 8, Haleem fumed with jealousy. He said, "I hated her for that. I was so jealous." For her part, Sloan said the party was a blast. She said they were so thrilled that someone was collecting their discs instead of shooting bullet holes through them that they invited us to their party.
It's nice of them to invite
that's cool.
To the party. But, yeah.
There's no record of how many different styles of AOL.
It wouldn't stop me from shooting holes in an AOL disc, though.
No one knows how many different styles of AOL discs were distributed. There's no record of that. But Jan Brandt, AOL's former chief marketing officer, estimates the number is in the thousands. On a Quora thread, Brandt said the marketing campaign cost more than $300 million, but it was worth it. She says, "We were logging in new subscribers at the rate of one every 6 seconds. It's this ubiquity, the annoying success of their campaign, that makes AOL CDs important to remember," according to Jason Scott, a digital historian with the Internet Archive.
That's important to remember, yeah.
"They were at one time half," this is unbelievable, "half of all of the CDs produced in the United States."
Wow, that is amazing.
"So the story of AOL discs is part of the story of software, and it's important for me to get them," he says. There's already a small collection of discs cataloged at the Smithsonian's Museum of American History, but Scott wants his own. In May, he put his own request to amass old AOL CDs on behalf of the Internet Archive. "The discs are interesting," he says, "because their evolution traces a history of the Internet. The oldest discs promised access to a virgin Internet, but newer ones said things like, 'Come back!' As people's relationship to the Internet changed, so did AOL discs." Scott has amassed about 300 CDs so far, all via donation. For a collector, there's often an issue where, like, they only made 20 Beanie Babies with this one signature, so now each of those is worth a ridiculous amount. AOL collecting isn't like that, he explains. There's no value in that market. Earlier this year, Verizon acquired AOL for $4.4 billion. Amazing that it was worth that much. It signals the official end of an era when AOL wasn't just a gateway to the internet, it was the internet. The kind of end to the AOL story make collectors all the more sentimental about their discs, like precious artifacts in a technologically advanced world. More on collecting, and if you've got a story you want to share about your collection or someone you've known and their obsession, it's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 70% 5% is undesirable fish fat. Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold Fish Oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1 month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join. join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And Mark, tell me about My Magic Mud. They're back.
Yeah, I'm excited about My Magic Mud, and you know, you may not have heard of it, but we did. We used to talk about it here on the show. They were a longtime advertiser. They've been sort of repurposing to go into retail, and they've been focusing all their time and their energy into that. And they're now in retailing in different stores, and it's a very exciting time for them.
It's a great product.
It is a great product. What it is it's activated charcoal made from coconut husks. And if you know anything about carbon, you know that carbon binds with things. It's a tooth whitener, and it really surprised me because, you know, lots of products out there claim to be tooth whiteners.
So much bunk. In my opinion, there's so much bunk out there in the market.
I don't know whether they are or not. I haven't used them, but I do know that they're, you know, harsh chemicals that I'm not particularly interested in using. And I can say that the My Magic Mud, in four applications, in the first application, I could see a difference. Obviously, you know, they told me it was a tooth whitener, so I was going to pay close attention. And I drink a bunch of coffee. By the fourth application, all the stains off my teeth were gone. And it was just amazing to me. And what it does also is it polishes your teeth, and it makes them feel like, you know, that day you come back from the hygienist and, oh, my teeth feel so much cleaner than they normally do. They always feel that way if you're using My Magic Mud. So I would recommend use it every day for a month and then switch off to, like I did, once every 3 days or something like that. You'll find that you will never not want to have it again because your teeth get used to your teeth being this clean. And right now, when you rub your tongue along your teeth, you're going to find a certain amount of texture or whatever. Not mine. Yeah. Not mine, because I use My Magic Mud, and I'm just excited as I could possibly be about it. There's a coupon code FTL if you go to MyMagicMud.com for you, because I believe you should try this. Coupon code FTL, MyMagicMud.com. You save 20% off as a thank you to the Free Talk Live listeners and the Liberty community at large who were so supportive in the very beginning. And so there you go. There's a new hygienic bamboo applicator to easily dispense the mud under your tongue instead of dipping your toothbrush into the powder, which I'll probably continue to do forever because that's the way I learned how to do it. And I don't change for any of these newfangled inventions. However, you will probably like the new thing better because it's a light powder and it does need to be controlled. So MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL.
Awesome. Their new website looks really cool.
It does look great.
They've done a great
job. I'm so excited with these people, for these people and the success they've had, and all because of Free Talk Live, you know?
Oh, cut it out. It's because of a great product. I mean, if we were pushing a crappy product,
no,
it wouldn't
there's no way. There's no way. It doesn't go anywhere. Our listeners are very discerning, and yeah, they'll try things because we talk about them, and I really appreciate our listeners for that. But they'll let us know if they don't like something. And yeah. I appreciate that, too.
All right.
I love this.
MyMagicMud.com. Coupon code was FTL?
FTL, yeah.
All right, cool. For 20% off. Back to the AOL collectors. Fascinating stuff here from Vice.com about an unusual habit of collecting that I'd never heard of before, but apparently a few people are into this. The, you know, those garbage discs that you're sent from AOL that went straight into the trash can probably for most of you? Well, some people were holding on to those and even asking their friends to give them theirs, going to flea markets and, you know, places like that to try to find the rare AOL CDs. They've got thousands of them, and collecting is based on nostalgia. People collect Pez dispensers, says Vice.com, and stamps and tin lunch boxes, not because they're inherently valuable or interesting, but because they remind people of a time in their life. And that's why Sloane Klein has kept her collection, which today sits filed away in wire CD racks in her basement, mostly in their original packaging. She says, "I really believe that maybe 10 years, 15 years from now, people who remembered AOL discs from fifth grade or had their first internet experience with it, they're going to look back and say, I remember that. And I really believe that these discs will be worth something."
Well, good for her.
I guess you got to tell yourself something to justify your habits. Larkin doesn't think the discs will ever be worth anything. This is another one of the collectors, and neither does Halim. But neither of them are ready to give up their collections. It's worth something to them. Sometimes Halim will just...
That's what a collection should be. Worth something to you.
Exactly. Sometimes Halim will just sit and stare at the discs with their geometric design.
Halim's really into this stuff, man.
And pass hours that way. He said, it's hard to explain, but they're just so beautiful to me.
This is the guy that started collecting them because they were free.
That's correct. Okay. That's the guy.
Good for him.
There you go, Vice.com. Always interesting content over there at Vice. And if you want to share your thoughts, you're certainly welcome to do so. In other news, the Uber driver, the illegal Uber driver, is still on the streets in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And I can't play this video for you because it's profane.
Just full of the F-bomb.
Yeah, I didn't have time to edit it today. It would have taken a while to do because there are multiple F-bombs in the video. And it's actually not a video, but it's on YouTube, so it appears like a video. But there's no actual recording of what happened to the illegal Uber driver. He was in Portsmouth. He was getting ready to pick up some customers outside of a local tavern. And the bouncer of the tavern starts to give him a hard time. And the bouncer further then goes and snitches on him openly, like he knew what was happening. The bouncer goes to a nearby Portsmouth cop and informs him that, hey, there's an Uber driver over there. Because right now in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, there's a set of regulations that has been passed to supposedly, the idea from the bureaucrats, they'll tell you that, oh, we want Uber to operate in Portsmouth, but we just want them to do it like we want them to. You need to come here and jump
through our hoops. We own the geographic area known as Portsmouth, and if you want to drive people around for money, you can drive people and you can earn money, but you can't drive people around and earn money doing it without our special permission. Because we're the bosses here, and like basically the crime. Bosses.
Interestingly, they did, at the same time as creating regulations to regulate Uber, they actually did deregulate the taxi cab business somewhat in Portsmouth.
Good for them.
So they got, I think they got rid of the medallions, or they got a couple things that changed that have made it easier to be a cabbie in Portsmouth, but they made it impossible, or not impossible, but more difficult than Uber would like for Uber to come in and legally do business in the city. So ultimately, as an Uber driver in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, you are violating the city's regulations by taking passengers from point A to point B for a fee. And so the punishment for this is a $500 fee or $500 summons, if you will, that can be as high as $1,000. So a minimum of $500 for the, I think, the first offense, and then maybe if you get caught after that, it might go up to $1,000. And the news recently about this, prior to this interaction between the driver and the cop, which I'll tell you about here in a moment, but the previous news story that came out at freekeen.com about this, this continuing saga, was that the city is now openly threatening to ticket. So for a few weeks there were no tickets that were issued, but now the city's saying, all right, we're going to do it. Now when our officers see you on, or soon, I think they said soon, our officers are going to start ticketing. In this particular instance, this was the first interaction that the illegal Uber driver had with a police officer. And we'll tell you how that came out here in a few moments. You can join us as well at 855-450-FREE, especially if you think the Uber drivers should be regulated, that they should have to jump through these arbitrary hoops that the government is putting up. And this is not just happening in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It's happening all around the world. Uber said their offices raided in some places.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Also, Skype in. Skype username is lrn.fm. Mark, you're getting ready here in a couple weeks to hit the road to Vegas, or in this case, you're flying, but you're going to Vegas for the Bitcoin Investor Conference.
At some point, we will be on the road while headed to Vegas.
That's true.
No doubt about it. We're giving away a dozen tickets to the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's at the D Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, Thursday, October the 29th through Friday, October the 30th, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Big speakers there, including Trey Smear, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, Stephen Michaels. I'll be emceeing. It'll be the first live Free Talk Live event from Las Vegas. You can go right down to our Facebook page, and pinned at the top is a post where you can make a comment with a guess of a number between 1 and 1,000 in order to win one of these tickets. Also, you can sign up for some of them at for our email list at news.freetalklive.com. If you guess the number right, you'll be you're available to go. You can send a free ticket. We'll send you a free ticket to the Bitcoin Investor Conference at the D Hotel in Las Vegas, happening at the end of this month. Only one guest per person is permitted, so make it count. And winners will be announced on Wednesday the 21st. There you go. It's at our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com, and you can get tickets at bitcoininvestor.com. You can buy your tickets there.
All right, so I want to actually, I can play some of this audio of the interaction between the Uber driver and the cop and the bouncer, the snitch bouncer, who was snitching out the Uber driver, trying to get the cops to come over and harass him and ticket him. I'll get to that here. You can also call in about whatever you want. Let's go to Micah, calling from Montana. And, Micah, you're on Free Talk Live. Listen to the KINS.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call in. I haven't been listening to tonight's show, but I listened to the weekend shows on the podcast.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know if you had talked about the Sharia law again tonight, but I wanted to make some observations. I always find it interesting when people call in and they're all worried about Sharia law being imposed. Because of things like, oh, non-Muslims, according to, you know, their misinterpretations, they can't own land, yet their state religion, with the fundamentalists in D.C., you know, you can't own land anyway because of property taxes. If you don't pay your tribute to, you know, the high priest, they'll come and take your property taxes. The same thing with women and children. Police brutality, the women aren't protected. CPS can come and take children for absolutely no reason, and there's no recourse.
Absolutely. I think you're right. You know, the idea that Sharia law is this sort of specter out there as a possibility for the future, but right now you've got a tyrannical government right here, but the idea of Sharia law keeps people distracted from that.
Well, the biggest one, too, is hilarious because they keep bringing up, oh, well, Muslims, the Quran says that, you know, Muslims can lie if it advances their agenda. And then they go and listen to a political debate and think, oh, our guy's telling the truth.
Yeah, here's a little news for you. Politicians can lie if it advances their agenda.
Yeah, and people need to realize that statism is a religion. And actually, I as a Christian, I embrace and support communities who want to voluntarily make law systems that they can come into that subvert or even kind of sidestep the judicial system, because that's exactly what Christians did for the first three centuries. They didn't go to the court. They took care of things themselves, and Paul talks about that, and I think even Jesus talks about that. And even in the Jewish system under Rome, there was, you know, a plethora of different laws at courts that you could go to depending on what interpretation of Torah that you particularly adhered to. So this whole idea that, you know, oh, we've got to just, you know, watch out for this Sharia law coming in because we don't want to live under this law. Well, they're already living under something much more tyrannical, and they don't even realize it because the statism, the religion of statism has so blinded people.
Great call, Micah. I think you summed it up. Thank you for sharing with us here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, if you want to know more about Muslims and, you know, what they actually believe, it helps to actually talk to them. And I think Will Coley and Dobby Barker are doing a great job of reaching out to folks. And they've got a website. It's Muslims4Liberty.org. That's Muslims4Liberty.org. So I've got the video here. It's actually about a six-minute video, but of those 6 minutes, only about two are something that we can play on the radio because the rest of it is basically an Uber passenger ranting about how awful the cab companies are in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and just generally supporting the idea of Uber being an operation.
If businesses are protected, they're going to customer service is going to go down.
Yeah.
Essentially, if you have, you know, one, two, three taxi cab companies in a given geographic area, and the government disallows anybody else from competing against those companies, you're going to find that those companies, competition, customer service is going to go down, and prices are going to go up.
So I'm going to play the audio that I can play here, and the rest of it, you can hear the rant of the customer, the drunken, expletive-laden rant. Right now, you can see that over at freekeen.com, but here's the part we can play.
Uber, I am.
not allowed to come in this town.
What do you mean?
It's against the law for you to be picking up cards in this town. $500 fine first time, $1,000 second time.
That's the bouncer who's talking to this guy.
Yeah, thanks for the information.
Yo, Uber. You Uber.
Well, but they all talk like that over there. I mean, come on. You've been to the other side of the state by Boston. They talk
not
like
really.
That.
I've only been there like once.
And so, you know, I mean, that could have been the cop. It could have been anybody.
It's the bouncer.
I'll take your word for it.
At the bar. So he spots him sitting there waiting for us. So he's been called, right? Like Uber. I actually went through the process of becoming an Uber driver last night.
You did.
To see what it was like. And it was super easy. And so, you know, you have to watch like a 15-minute introductory. You know, and here's how you be an Uber driver kind of video. And so, you know, the customer says they want to pick up, and then you get there and you wait for the customer usually, because usually the customer might be running a little late. They haven't gotten there. And that's what he was doing. So that's when this bouncer started harassing him.
Appreciate it.
Okay, so the video here says 20 seconds pass, and then the bouncer goes over to the cop and says, Uber! Cop rolls up alongside my passenger door and makes a finger across throat motion like, cut it out.
Or I'm going to kill you.
And then we pick up the audio, I think, shortly here.
I'm sorry?
Can't operate in the town.
This is the cop.
Driver, you know what
you yeah, he sounds so much different.
You know what you gotta do.
He sounds so much different than the bouncer.
He sounds smaller than the bouncer does.
I was under the understanding that Uber's in conversation with the city council to get compliance.
Really? We're just gonna call you.
Uber is not allowed to operate in town.
It says Uber, it's illegal to operate now. Uber is not allowed to operate in town.
What if I continue to operate?
You'll be summoned, he says.
Okay.
Whatever Uber has to straighten out, get it straightened out, says the cop. You guys are more than welcome to come to town and do what you gotta do. But I got 10 taxi drivers coming up to me. I got, and then Chris says, I understand.
I understand.
All right, bud. Give me that warning. The sign is out. Everybody's aware.
It is a big issue right now. The cop's right about that. This is Portsmouth, New Hampshire. A relatively, in most places, this would go mostly unannounced, untalked about. If this were, you know, a bigger city, it wouldn't be probably the headline news as it has consistently been in Portsmouth right now. And as Christopher David, the driver in this particular story, points out in some of his updates on Facebook, this is an important, really important thing that he's doing, and the other drivers, because he's not the only one now who's disobeying in Portsmouth. But he points out that if they don't beat this in Portsmouth, other cities around New Hampshire may try the same thing. They may try to regulate Uber out of business as well. So this is like the linchpin operation. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The illegal Uber driver who has pledged ongoing civil disobedience to continue picking up people who want to ride and taking them to where they want to go. Apparently, that's a criminal act in places like Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It's not just Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It's places all around the world. Uber's head office in France, and I believe it was South Korea. Either South Korea or Hong Kong, was raided by the police. The two heads in France are facing criminal charges in court, from what I understand. So Uber's under fire in a lot of places, and that's because they're innovators. They've come into the transportation marketplace and have shaken things up. They have disrupted the classic way of doing business in that world, which is to go and beg permission from some government agency for some kind of permission slip to go out and to be able to take people places. And you shouldn't have to do that. No cabbie should have to do that. No taxi cab company should have to do that. But these guys are so buried in the system as it is, they don't support freedom, taxi cab companies.
They cry safety, right? Like, it's always about safety. They don't have the right insurance or whatever the complaint is, and who knows what it is in any given circumstance. But what they really want is the status quo.
Yeah.
They're the candlestick makers complaining about the light bulb.
Pretty much.
They don't want to compete, because what competition means is you have to disrupt your business offering. Things have to change.
You've got to change to compete with the newbies.
Why would they want to change to compete? They don't. They would. It's much easier to just regulate them out of existence than it is to change to compete. And I'm sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Taxi Cab Driver out there, your companies, the companies you work for, are going to have to change in the next decade. And here's a surprise for you. So are all the other companies out there. There isn't an industry where change doesn't happen. Yes, I know it didn't happen very much in taxi cabs. Yet you can't really tell me what the innovation in taxi cabs was in the last few decades prior to Uber. But the time has come. Yeah, I can probably swiping credit cards. That's a pretty good one. Thank you, Ian. But now there's a big one on the way. And this is it. We're all going to get better service. We're going to be able to get around better.
We can win this, if the Uber people can survive this onslaught.
They can't stop this.
Well, they certainly can't stop it, because what we're going to see ultimately is further decentralization of ride-sharing services. I mean, you can use Bitcoin-based blockchain technology to essentially create a Uberless Uber, where there is no central control.
They are working on that.
And that, yeah, they are working on that. So that's the next step, and then it'll be almost completely unstoppable.
What are you going to do when there's no company to shut down?
Exactly. Now, to be fair, though, to Uber, I think that it's nice to have them there because, like I said, I went through the process of what's it like to become an Uber driver. I don't expect to be approved because I've got a criminal record, which involves unsworn falsification and disorderly conduct, and I imagine that will be disqualifying me. But we'll see. But, you know, in that process, it was actually pretty easy to go through, and I forgot the point I was going to make about the process. So I'll come back around to that. But Uber...
I'm sure some people are asking themselves about this unsworn falsification. What it was is you were changing your name from your old name to Ian Freeman.
That's right.
And you didn't fill out their paperwork in the right order, essentially.
Pretty much, yeah. So I got a criminal charge because, you know, they want to come after me because I'm an activist.
The person who did it, you know, their employee who did it, helped you with this, they didn't get anything.
Get anything? What do you mean?
Time? Like, they were going to put... If it hadn't been for me testifying for you, I think they'd have sent you to prison for this.
I don't think... No, they wouldn't have sent me to prison for that.
What did the prosecutor ask for? Was it 6 months or
time.
9 months in prison? I can't remember. Jail?
Jail,
fine. I'm sorry. Jail, not prison. Excuse me for the mistake.
Anyway, Uber driver Christopher David has been heading up this... civil disobedience. It's ongoing. And actually, he wasn't even really an active driver. He does, like, IT-related stuff for a living. This isn't what he does for a living. It's just something that he was doing in his spare time just to make a little bit of extra cash. And when he heard that the Portsmouth, New Hampshire government was basically outlawing Uber, that's when he decided to really kick this into high gear and to make a point of spending time doing Uber deliveries, Uber driving. And he started a website, freeuber.org, and that is a way that people can go to support what he's doing and sign on and become an Uber driver as well. He wants to expand the market of Uber drivers in Portsmouth rather than have it contract. And he sees this as sort of a linchpin operation, in that if they can stop this Portsmouth law from from happening, if they can turn it around or whatever, then other cities in New Hampshire will not try to follow in their footsteps. But if Portsmouth gets away with regulating Uber out of business, then other cities might also do the same thing. So this is really an important project that spans beyond what's just happening in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So it was this weekend, I believe it was Saturday night, he had his first encounter with a Portsmouth cop, and the Portsmouth cop gave him a finger along the throat, kind of a slitting motion, told him to try to tell him to cut it out, like, hey, you can't be around here picking passengers up. The cop informs him that he could be summoned if he continues to pick passengers up, because Chris asks him, well, what if I just keep picking them up anyway? And the cop says, you'll be summoned. And then Chris says, thank you. And the cop, you know, kind of goes about his business. So the cop moves on. And that's when the customers come out of the bar. The customers who had called Uber, or, you know, had called for the Uber cab.
Yep.
And so that's when the bouncer then notices that the bouncer then says, hey, he's picking them up anyway. And then Chris says to him, well, that's right, because, well.
Pick them up anyway.
Where? That's right.
We call them in.
The customers get in there, and they tell him thank you for standing up for what he's doing. standing up to the police, standing up to the bouncers. The customers love Uber. And then at this point,
I hope the customers let the bar owner know that, hey, your bouncer is annoying the crap out of us.
We were getting a ride from a friend
that we were sharing a ride with, and now your bouncer tried to screw it up because it's a status little punk.
There have already been
There
have already been posts made on the bar's website, but their Facebook page. The bar is called the Daniel Street Tavern. And as James Davis, one of the bloggers over at freekeen.com, who actually blogged about this story, he lives out in this area. And as he points out here, taxi services on the seacoast are notoriously slow in responding to customer inquiries and are also known to shut down before the bars are even having last call.
Oh,
so a lot of times you want a cab, they're just not even in business. Uber was filling this
need. I can tell you, I called a taxi cab after an accident, and it was like 2001. I'm sorry, maybe I have the wrong. 2006, so the first year we had moved here. And the guy said he would come to pick us up in the cold, and he never did. We had to get a tow truck driver to take us out of there.
At least he just never showed up.
With
the Uber app, you can actually see where your driver is. You know when they're coming.
The Uber guy would have known where we are on the map, too.
Uber was filling this niche in the marketplace very nicely until the Portsmouth City Council decided to ban them this summer. This leads to a very dangerous situation for all drivers in the Portsmouth area, giving incentive for more drivers on the road or for more drivers to be on the road while they're impaired. You know, if there's nobody who's going to pick you up who's a cabbie at last call, you're more likely to get into the car.
Sure.
It's one thing for a city council to attack the people of Portsmouth. That's pretty much what city councils do, as Davis writes at freekeen.com. But bouncers at private institutions who should theoretically have a vested interest in their customers' safety, it's downright irresponsible. So ultimately, this bouncer was telling these customers, he was turning away his own customers. He was upsetting his own clients by trying to pick on them for their choice of how to leave this establishment. These customers are trying to leave your establishment after presumably having a good time drinking at this establishment, and you just called the cops on the person who was coming to pick them up? That's not going to engender good customer relations from those people in the future.
No,
you don't call the cops on your customers. That's just like rule number one. But, you know, these are small places. We're in New Hampshire. Portsmouth is a city of 40,000 people or something like that. It's a relatively small city, all things considered. And so, I found myself wondering, okay, who is this bouncer? Rich Paul and I were talking about this. What are the odds? I'd say they're pretty good, as Rich pointed out, that this bouncer is actually an off-duty cop. Because I imagine there are a number of
off-duty cops who
moonlight as bouncers. So that's a possibility. And also, in a place like, you know, New Hampshire, everybody knows everybody else. So, as I pointed out, James Davis left a comment on the bar's Facebook page about how they were putting their customers in danger and, you know, why is your bouncer behaving in this way, that kind of thing. And that's a good thing to do, I think. I think customers should give feedback. But ultimately, if the guy who owns the bar is a total statist, it won't make any difference. If the guy who owns the bar is a former cop or, you know, a supporter of the city council or a former city councilor, as some of these people are in places like this.
Sure.
Then he's not going to care what you have to say, and all of a sudden, you'll start to see that the activists in Portsmouth will find themselves with enemies. And this is the heat that we get a lot here in the Keene area for some of the activism that has gone on here, including the civil disobediences. Oh, people don't like you in Keene. Well, guess what? The cabbies don't like you in Portsmouth now, and neither does this, if this is a status bar owner, neither does he and his employees, and they're not going to appreciate that you're commenting on their Facebook page. So if you wanted some enemies, go out and start doing some activism. We'll see you tomorrow. It's freetalklive.com. It's too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town lodge, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare, a thinking person's historical fantasy novel. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.